Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
Both of my eyes were on Lower Manhattan today, where the first criminal trial against Donald Trump is officially underway. It's very crazy that on the Monday after OJ dies, the Donald Trump trial begins. It's almost like that's how it had to be. Like they couldn't exist simultaneously. The trial began at 10 a.m. with the court clerk announcing the people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump, followed by 15 minutes of thunderous applause. There's a... You know, there's a gag order on Trump. He's not allowed to make inflammatory statements about witnesses, families of the court staff, or the case itself. So, of course, on his way into the courtroom this morning, Felonious Monk immediately violated that order.
This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country.
He's proud to be there for the assault on our country. He's proud to be at his trial for paying off a porn star. Who wouldn't be proud of that? Gosh, I only wish his parents were alive to see it. God rest their souls. But one thing he is right about is when he says there's never been anything like this, because Donald Trump is the first former U.S. president to be tried for paying hush money to an adult film star who said his penis is shaped like a mushroom. Lincoln never did that. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks or until the courtroom sketch artist runs out of orange, whichever comes first. Because it's a criminal trial, Trump's required to be in court every day, 4 days a week from 9:30 to 4:30. For 6 weeks, he has to sit quietly the whole time. That alone is gonna drive him insane. It's like making an eight-year-old to go to 6 weeks of church. So, of course, he's trying every way he can to get out of it. His son, Barron, is graduating high school on May 17th. He asked the judge to excuse him so he can go to that. And even though the judge hasn't ruled on it yet, Trump is already whining about it as if he did.
As you know, my son is graduating from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. Very proud of the fact that he did so well, and was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. And it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial.
Yeah, it's a criminal trial. He doesn't seem to understand. This scammer judge won't even let me go to graduation for the son who was 4 months old when I cheated on his mother with the porn star I'm accused of paying off. Unfortunately, the trial isn't televised, but there are reporters in the courtroom, including Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, who let us in on this little gem. Trump appears to be sleeping. His head keeps dropping down and his mouth goes slack. Followed by, Trump has apparently jolted back awake, noticing the notes his lawyer passed him several minutes ago. If Biden is sleepy Joe, I guess that makes you Dozo the Clown, huh? I mean, can you imagine... Imagine if Joe Biden fell asleep in the court on the first day of his trial. Trump would be calling him comatose Joe. Fox News would be talking about this until Christmas, but not old Donnie Knappleseed. multiple reports said Trump's head drooped until his chin hit his chest, which, I don't know, maybe he was just following the price of his Truth Social stock, but... Either way, it's nice to see even Donald Trump is exhausted by Donald Trump. Today was devoted to jury selection. They started with a pool of 500 jurors. They brought in the first 96, and right off the bat, half of them said they couldn't be fair and impartial, so they were dismissed. And so then they asked those who were left if any of them had read any of Trump's books, and none of them had. See, that's why this needs to be televised, so we could see the look on his face when a bunch of people announced they never read any of his books. So no jurors were chosen today. Trump said he intends to testify in this case, which means he will absolutely not testify in this case. If convicted, he could face 4 years in prison, which is perfect. As soon as he gets out, he could run again. You know, he could do this all over. Trump was in Schnecksville, Pennsylvania on Saturday, where he explained to his loyal flock how far this country has fallen in his absence.
Just 4 years ago was the exact opposite. We were the most respected country in the world. We were the most respected that we were ever respected.
Out of all the respect that had ever been respected, we were the most respected back then. And that wasn't even close to the quote of the night. You have to hand it to this guy. On the weekend before his unprecedented criminal trial begins, he somehow manages to overshadow it with this broken-brained interpretation of what happened at Gettysburg during the Civil War. Buckle up, everybody. This is an all-timer.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
Well, I don't know that. That was easily the funniest seizure I've ever seen. He always sounds like a kid who forgot he had an oral report due on that day. More than 50,000 Americans killed each other over 3 days at Gettysburg, so I'm not exactly sure what he meant by beautiful, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt and let's go through his actual words. Guillermo, bring out the chalkboard, if you would. Now, we have a transcript of what our former president said. And I'll just go through it. Thank you, Guillermo.
Welcome.
Here we go. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country, Gettysburg. Wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that, no longer in favor? Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general, and they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late. When you see it written out, it makes a lot more sense. I'm just gonna give that a grade. NF plus, right? I mean, Robert E. Lee said, never fight uphill, me boys? Was he a leprechaun or something? You can have that, Guillermo.
All right.
Never fight uphill, me boys. And do buy me a meat pillow while you're at it. That was something special. That was not. Get that man on drunk history, will you? And by the way, Schnecksville, where he's speaking, is 2.5 hours away from Gettysburg. He wasn't even at Gettysburg when he's... But don't tell Schnecky Green he wasn't there. He's all over the place. 13 minutes after his trial started today, he posted not one, not two, but three separate videos boasting about winning his golf tournament at his country club. Unhappy Gilmore did not qualify for the Masters this weekend. He was cheated out of that, too, which is a shame because I think he got a shout-out from Jim Nance.
He got away with a poor swing there.
He knows it. He also knows there's a ticklish little pitch coming up.
I'm pretty sure Jim was saying pitch, but I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. It's the kind of talk that could get me to start watching golf. And then we have maybe the biggest story of the year so far, a bombshell announcement from Gary, the Golden Bachelor, and his bride.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
3 months after getting married.
Yes.
Yes.
3 months. Gary takes peas longer than that marriage lasted. That's three. I think there should be a law, or at least an FCC rule, that says if you get married on TV, you have to get divorced on TV, too.
I see your rings.
Yes.
Will you have to give your rings back? Do you give the dress back? How does that
work? Oh, I think that's the rule. I think I have to give this ring back. Sad to say.
But you know what? We don't have to give back the memories.
Nice spin, Gary. I see Helen. Actually, I checked with ABC Legal, and you do have to give the memories back. The timing is particularly good because this is, thank you, this is from Emmy Magazine. It's this week's issue. There's an ad for the show that says, it might just make you believe in love again. Or not, I guess. So I guess Gary and Teresa won't be filing a joint tax return this year. You know, today is tax day. I hope you're aware of that. Which is, the bad news is taxes are due. The good news is starting tomorrow, all our accountants finally have time to hang out again, which will be fun. The deadline to file is at midnight tonight, and so we still got around 15 minutes, I think, to squeeze in a few more write-offs. We have a lot of weird costumes and props that didn't quite make it onto the air this year. And with that said, it's time for our second annual last-minute tax day deduction parade. Here they come. Liberty Bell and a piece of popcorn. Elvis and a spaceship. Hi there. We got Humpty Dumpty. We got a cookie and a... Somebody's... We got this. Keep them coming. Here we go. Oh, we got a Care Bear with a tooth. Is that it? And finally, a bookworm and a... All right, there we go. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. And Spider Dog. It's not the Macy's Parade, but it's not. Happy Pride, everyone. Hey, we got an extra fun show for tonight.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.